Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hello, DTNS listeners, and welcome back to another edition of the Monthly Science News. I'm Dr. Nikki Ackermans, your science correspondent, here with some of the top science and tech stories that happened this February. Starting out with paleontology. An enormous asteroid hit the Earth 66 million years ago. This is not news. It was during the Cretaceous period, and it triggered a global extinction that wiped out 76% of life on Earth, including a lot of dinosaurs. The asteroid hit today's equivalent of Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, with shockwaves rippling all over Earth. One place that preserved this incident particularly well is the Tanis fossil site in Montana. On this site, fish were buried alive during the impact, leaving a fossilized snapshot of the disaster. When the site was excavated in 2017, these fish fossils were sent through a micro CT synchrotron scanner, which can recreate highly detailed 3D models of the sample based on different X-ray densities at the micrometer scale. It is so precise that it picked up on tiny glass spherules embedded in the fish's gills, which were remnants of the asteroid impact, and this allowed the researchers to timestamp the fish's death at around 30 minutes after the asteroid impact. Even more impressively, in a recent Nature article, these same 3D models were used to look at the growth rings inside these fossil fish's bones. Fish bones grow by accumulating layers, kind of like tree trunks, so these specific fossil fish were just entering into a growth phase as they were buried by the impact, indicating that the asteroid hit in the spring. The timing of the impact explains why some of the species fared better than others, with animals generally emerging in the spring in the northern hemisphere and others preparing for hibernation in the southern hemisphere, potentially allowing them more protection from the asteroid. Moving on to a short climate story. The United Nations' latest climate report warns that climate change continues to cause dangerous disruption in nature and is affecting billions of people, stressing the urgency to act. Nearly half of the world's population is already vulnerable to the increasing climate impacts, and the report by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or the IPCC, calls for more than a third of the planet to be protected in order to ensure future food and freshwater supplies. Overall, climate change is impacting the world far faster than scientists have anticipated, while countries fail to cut carbon emissions enough to close the gap. Cities are urged to invest in cooling technologies to mitigate heat waves, and coastal communities may require new infrastructure or relocation altogether. The planet has already warmed 1.1 degrees Celsius and is expected to hit the 1.5 degree threshold within two decades. The poor and the marginalized will be the most vulnerable without inclusive economic development. How does this affect the tech world? Well, for example, LCD screen production releases fluorinated greenhouse gases that trap 2,300 times more heat than CO2. Electronic devices and the server farms that support them produce around 3% of global emissions. Overall, individual changes are much less likely to impact climate change on the global scale than pressure on governments and tech companies. A short story about biology. A study published in the journal Frontiers in Marine Science offers a new ultrasound technique to bring the abalone mollusk back from the brink of extinction. In the 1970s, 99% of white abalone was fished from the wild because of their iridescent shells, making the mollusks endangered today. On top of that, breeding and propagating abalone artificially has had a low success rate because it's difficult to tell when they're ready to reproduce. However, researchers recently implemented a non-invasive way to perform ultrasound on abalone. By holding the device up to their small, snail-like foot, they're able to provide an image on the state of the animal's usually elusive gonads. Ultrasound works by sending sound waves through a body using a probe. These waves then echo back and are recorded. Different tissue densities return different echoes, and so this can be reconstructed into the image of something like a baby or mollusk gonads. 5 out of the 8 white abalone in this experiment that rated the highest in their ultrasound exam were able to spawn. Many wishes to the new slimy mother and her baby sea snails. A short COVID update, researchers at a South African biotechnology company called Afrigen Biologics say that they're in the process of replicating Moderna's mRNA vaccine against COVID-19, according to a recent Nature article. This is an initiative launched by the World Health Organization to build up the capacity for vaccine manufacturing in low- and middle-income countries. Afrigen has been able to recreate a few milliliters of the vaccine on their own, but Moderna, Pfizer, and BioNTech did not respond to this WHO initiative. The Cape Town-based biotech company had to start from scratch to create, first of all, messenger RNA that encodes a modified portion of the SARS-CoV-2 virus, and then the liquid nanoparticle that is encapsulated in order to send the vaccine to our cells. Scientists from around the world have offered assistance to accelerate this process, which started last September. Barriers still remain to achieve large-scale distribution and eventually help address the need for vaccines across Africa. Closing up this month's news with a fun story. If we ever figure out what the metaverse actually means, at least it will have scientifically accurate memes. That's right, life finds a way. Researchers from the Natural History Museum of Los Angeles County and La Brea Tar Pits, as well as from the University of Southern California, have come together to create augmented reality paleo art featuring scientifically accurate Ice Age animals in 3D. 13 virtual species from saber-toothed cats to direwolves and mammoths are all based on the latest scientific research and are now available to interact with through your smartphone. These low-poly virtual models are animated to move and interact with each other in augmented reality space. You can access this paleo art by scanning Snapchat snap codes, using Instagram effects, or simply through the link on the NHMLAC website. Then you can look at them through your phone, just like humans did 4,000 years ago. That's it for this month. I hope you feel just a bit smarter. If you have any questions, you can find me on Twitter at @AckermansNicole, and I will be back next month with more science and tech news.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.